This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, heritagefoodsusa.com. heritageradionetwork.org.
Opinion.
In what may be a historic move, retail and grocery behemoth Walmart, the world's largest retailer, has agreed to join the Coalition of Immokalee Workers Fair Food Program, a widely lauded social and corporate responsibility program designed to improve the lives of the farm workers in Florida's $650 million tomato industry. The Coalition of Immokalee Workers, or CIW, is a worker-based human rights organization working in the fields of corporate social responsibility, community organizing, and sustainable food. The CIW works to end human trafficking and combat modern-day slavery and other labor abuses common in agriculture. The coalition works across three broad and overlapping spheres: the Campaign for Fair Food, which organizes farm workers and consumers in education around farm labor exploitation, to forge agreements with major food retailers, including McDonald's, Subway, and Sodexo, to establish more humane farm labor standards and wages for farm workers and their tomato suppliers' operations. CIW also works to uncover, investigate, and assist in the prosecution of numerous multi-state, multi-worker farm slavery operations in the southeastern United States, and has to date liberated over 1,200 workers held against their will. CIW has also pioneered legislation and legal approaches to ending slavery. Lastly, the CIW's Fair Food Program consists of six major tenets designed to benefit field workers in Florida's tomato industry. These include a pay increase supported by charging one extra cent per pound by participating buyers, such as Whole Foods and Taco Bell, as well as compliance with a code of conduct, including zero tolerance for forced labor and sexual assault. It also includes education sessions by and for workers to ensure an understanding of worker rights and responsibilities, and a complaint resolution mechanism with powers of investigation, corrective action plans, and the option to suspend a farm from the program if necessary, cutting them off from the participating buyers. Lastly, the FFP has health and safety committees on every participating farm to give workers a structured voice in the work environment, and ongoing audits of all participating farms to ensure compliance with all aspects of the FFP. The model has been highly praised by human rights groups here and abroad. From a joint press release, HRN has gathered that Walmart will work with CIW on a number of objectives, including rewarding tomato suppliers whose practices best exemplify the Fair Food Program with longer-term purchase agreements, expanding the FFP model into other crops and other states, and supporting the CIW and its participating tomato suppliers to eventually achieve a higher, more sustainable bucket rate paid to workers for harvesting tomatoes. As a major part of the agreement, Walmart intends to work with CIW to expand the program beyond Florida and into other crops beyond tomatoes and its massive produce supply chain. According to the statement released by the CIW, an estimated 30,000 workers will benefit directly from this agreement, either through the Fair Food Premium Rate or through Walmart's backing for the human rights standards in the Fair Food Code of Conduct. The Fair Food Program is fueled by the market power of its retail partners. Therefore, the participation of the world's largest retailer means the single greatest impact on farm workers' lives that CIW has seen so far. The agreement has captured the attention and hopes of human rights and labor groups worldwide. The United Nations Working Group on Business and Human Rights, for one, is eager to see whether the Fair Food Program is able to leverage further change within its participating businesses and serve as a model elsewhere in the world. If Walmart really can help CIW expand this model to other farms in its massive supply chain, the results could have a transformative effect on farm labor across the country, both through scale and by setting a new industry standard. Eventually, Walmart may even get around to extending some of these basic rights to its own workforce. For more information about the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and how you can support their work, visit ciw-online.org. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Nathaniel Coburn.